Good morning. This is the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary and Brad are unable to be here today, so Nick Trost and myself, Robert Brovich, we're going to give you some legal information regarding insurance companies and what you should have on your policy, and where maybe you can cut some corners and where maybe you should not cut some corners. This is the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. You check out our website. It's bellpollockinjury.com or championsofthepeople.com. Has all kinds of great information regarding what to do if you're involved in a car crash, if you're involved in a work comp claim, you get injured on the job, if there's a slip and fall, if you have to go against a third party. So feel free to look at that. We have podcasts, blogs, all sorts of information for you on our website, and that's bellpollockinjury.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. If it's after hours, you can leave a message, a detailed message with the answering service. You can leave us a message on our internet site. Again, that's bellpollockinjury.com. Feel free to call us anytime, 303-795-5900. We offer free initial consultations. And if you have any questions whatsoever regarding your claim, we can answer all your questions, put together a legal game plan, and think of some strategies in order to get your claim resolved or get it prepared for trial. Today, we're going to talk about things you want to know about your insurance company and your policy, where you can save money, maybe where you shouldn't. And first of all, we're going to get into a, kind of a complicated subject, and it's called uninsured motorist benefits. And Nick's going to tell us basically what that is.
Well, thanks, Rob. So uninsured motorist benefits, you often see it referred to as UM benefits. It's also called UIM benefits. And these are insurance benefits or insurance coverage that covers you if you're in an automobile accident and the person that hits you, we're assuming that person was at fault, but the person that hits you did not have insurance coverage, or they had the bare minimum of insurance coverage that they could have. And so most, well, in fact, all car insurance companies, because it's required by law, will offer some amount of UM, UIM coverage. And so it's really important that you get that coverage if you can afford it. And the reason we thought of this topic to talk about today is because we often see these commercials on TV. Probably every other commercial, actually, is an insurance company commercials telling you how you can save money. Get a quote. See how much you can save with our insurance company. And so when you're doing that, when you're buying new insurance, it's important to look at what you're actually getting when you're getting that lower rate, what you're actually paying for, and you need to make sure you're not foregoing coverage that can protect you.
And specifically, if I'm in a car crash, when would I invoke or call my adjuster and let them know I need UIM, underinsured motorist coverage, or uninsured motorist coverage? I guess first, what's the difference between the two?
Well, the difference is uninsured applies when the person that hit you absolutely has no coverage, or if it's a hit and run situation. So somebody hits you from behind, they speed off, you never see them again, the cops can't find them. That is also an uninsured motorist. And so that's uninsured. Underinsured is where the motorist that hit you did have insurance, but it's not enough. If you get hit, say, in a T-bone accident, your car flips, you have hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills, and the person that hit you only has $50,000 in liability coverage. Well, that's obviously not going to pay your bills. It's not going to pay your lost wages. It's not going to pay you for your pain and suffering and all the other damages that you're entitled to under Colorado law. And therefore, you will have a right to invoke your own UIM coverage, underinsured coverage, after you've obtained the bodily injury liability coverage from the at-fault party.
So basically what you're saying is I'm in a car crash. The other party either has no insurance or they have the minimum, which is $25,000 in Colorado. And my medical bills and my other injuries and losses far exceed that $25,000. So if I have $100,000 in UIM coverage, that's underinsured motorist coverage, if I have $100,000 and the at-fault party has $25,000, how do I go about collecting the entire $125,000.
Well, so there's a few things you have to do. Obviously, if you're dealing with a situation like this, you're probably going to want to contact a lawyer because they're very difficult to do these UM/UIM cases. But the basic gist of it is, first, you need to resolve the underlying case with the at-fault party. You can't just go to your insurance company and say, okay, this guy has $25,000. My hospital bills alone are $75,000 because I had to have a surgery. You know, pay me my $100,000. That's not the way it works. The first thing you need to do is you need to resolve the underlying claim and obtain the full limits. And there's also other requirements that some insurance companies have for you in order to even claim your UIM coverage. One of those is, of course, to inform them of the accident. The second is to cooperate with them in their investigation. And a lot of times that requires sending your own insurance company your medical records. And then also it requires, and I know this is going to be weird for some people to hear, but in most cases, your insurance company will need to consent to settlement for the underlying case.
Okay. Now, if I am able to resolve this claim with the at-fault party, and then I'm also able to collect an amount under my own underinsured motorist coverage, do my rates increase?
No, they don't. Particularly in this case, because the accident was not your fault. And we see that a lot with people. They're hesitant to make claims on their own insurance, whether it be their UIM coverage, their UM coverage, or their MedPay coverage, which we may get into today, because they think that their rates are going to go up. And that's not going to be the case, particularly here, where the accident's not your fault. You can't be penalized for taking advantage of the coverage that you have paid for with premiums. And oftentimes you've paid these premiums for several years and never, ever used that coverage. So the way we like to put it to people is that you've essentially prepaid for this coverage and you're taking advantage of the coverage that you've paid for.
Okay, now we talked about the rates. So my rates don't increase if I file for a UIM underinsured motorist claim or an uninsured motorist claim. What if I am a pedestrian or I'm on my bike and someone hits me and takes off? Can I use my uninsured motorist coverage to remedy my damages?
Well, that depends, Rob. You're going to have to take a look at your specific insurance policy. And so one of the things we always tell people when they come in for any accident is bring your insurance policies, your car insurance policies. And it may not even be your own car insurance policy. If you live with somebody who has a car and car insurance, in a lot of instances, you can take advantage of that coverage. And so the biggest thing is to have a copy of your insurance policy. You can contact your agent and get a copy of that. You know, it amazes me how many times people come in and they have never even seen their policy. They simply pay the premiums and they don't know what it says. And it's important that you see the actual policy so you can know what the language says, know what's covered and know what's not covered, and know what steps you need to take in order to get coverage.
This is so important that you folks get as much in underinsured motorist coverage as possible. Latest statistics were around 33% of the people out driving do not have insurance coverage. And so they're driving uninsured. Now, imagine if the person just has the minimum of $25,000 and you're in a catastrophic accident caused by that person. That's not going to be enough to pay for much of anything. That is why it's important that you have a sufficient amount of uninsured motorist coverage. It should be offered to you by your adjuster, and it has to be in writing if you sign off that you do not want it. But now there are going to be these insurance company commercials out there where they're going to say, we'll get you the best deal, we'll get you the best rates on a policy. You don't necessarily want the best deal or the best rates when it comes to insurance coverage. It's the one area where you're going to want to spend as much as possible on the policy so it has appropriate coverage for you and your family. If you try to get a cut rate insurance deal, and for example, you just have only liability coverage, you're running a huge risk against someone coming after you for damages in addition to the amount of your insurance policy. And for your own safety, if someone hits you and they don't have any coverage, you won't be able to make a claim with for an underinsured motorist benefits. And just so everyone knows out there, we're in no way affiliated with any insurance carrier. Never have been, never will be. We're just giving you information and advice that you should take up and utilize. Now, this is the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. Or you can look at our website, bellpollock.com, bellpollockinjury.com, and championsofthepeople.com. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Think about this, an equal playing field, a fair chance, protection, injury protection. If you've been injured in a car crash, you don't want to be a victim to the insurance company. So ask yourself, when you're injured, who will take care of you legally? The insurance company has its own attorneys, not you. The insurance company has its own doctors down the hallway, not you. The insurance company trains their own adjusters. Are you trained? I mean, are you really trained in how to talk to the adjusters? How to tell when they are off base? How to get the right information? How to navigate your injury claim? The answer is obvious. You need someone on your side. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've helped many families achieve a level playing field. We've helped injured individuals get their dignity and respect back and get their lives back after a car crash. Sometimes it isn't easy, but with dedication, support, and years of actually caring about the injured person, our bond with our clients is stronger than ever. Put our caring and experience to work for you. Find us at championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. We'll help you.
Good morning. This is the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, one of the only shows of its kind. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. You can listen to us on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. on KHOW. We have a show on KHOW, which is a little different. On this show, it's all pre-recorded. We don't take any phone calls. On the show Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on KHOW, we'll be taking phone calls. It's an interactive show. We'll answer all your questions. If we can't answer them, then we'll find someone who can. We'll refer you to an attorney. Today, we're talking about things you need to know about your insurance policy. Insurance companies are going to say we can save you money on your car insurance, but you need to be careful. In certain instances, it's okay to save money and pay the cheapest amount. In other instances, it's not. If you want protection for you and your family, your insurance policy isn't somewhere where you should cut corners. Again, we do not work for insurance companies. We are often in litigation against them. We're just trying to give you information to protect you and your family in the best way we know how. Now, next week, listen up. Next week, we're going to give you a list, an itemization of things that insurance companies don't want you to know. You're going to be amazed at some of these things that are out there that, frankly, most of us didn't have any knowledge existed until we became attorneys and had to deal with it on a daily basis. Now, previously, we were talking about underinsured motorist coverage and uninsured motorist coverage. For example, would be if someone hit you, rear-ended your vehicle, and they had no insurance coverage, and you would think you'd be left holding the bag to pay all your bills, losses, injuries. However, if you have adequate uninsured motorist coverage, that won't be an issue because you can just make a claim with your own insurance company. Now, another place where insurance companies like to cut corners is on medical payment coverage. They're going to basically tell you it's not necessary or just get the minimum amount of $5,000 and you'll be okay. In most instances, that's not accurate. Everyone has a different health insurance policy, if we have a policy at all. A lot of times that policy is going to require co-payments, deductibles, things of that nature. And that's what you can use your medical payment coverage that's associated with your automobile policy. So, Nick, run us through some basics of the MedPay coverage.
Well, so MedPay is also called medical payments coverage, medical payments benefits. And some people who've been around longer than I have will know it as personal injury protection, or PIP. That's what it used to be called, basically. And what it is it's an insurance policy on your car insurance that provides for payments for your medical bills, regardless of who is at fault for the accident. And that's one of the most important things. So you can use this coverage whether you hit someone from behind or you're T-boned in an intersection, okay? And what this coverage does is it steps up to bat first to pay your big bills, your urgent bills, your bills that need to be paid immediately so that they don't get sent to collections and so that you don't get dings on your credit report. And so here I'm talking about ambulance. I'm talking about hospital. I'm talking about radiology bills, emergency room physicians bills. You can also use this coverage for your medications. You can use this coverage for follow-up visits with your primary doctor if you need to go to a physical therapist or a massage therapist. You can use this coverage to pay for that, and you can use it instead of using your health insurance coverage. And in fact, you always should use it instead of your health insurance coverage. And we'll get into why that is in a little bit.
Okay, so the medical payment coverage associated with my automobile policy, is that something that I would want to either disregard or have the minimum amount of $5,000?
Well, look, it depends on how much you can pay in monthly premiums, obviously. But, you know, the minimum you can have is $5,000 by law. In fact, in Colorado, you automatically get $5,000 in MedPay under your car insurance policy unless you sign a form with your insurance company saying that you reject it, that you don't want it. Okay, so in most cases, you're going to have it. But the $5,000, I mean, it goes so quick. We see it go so quick all the time, especially if someone's been in even a minor car accident. If you got to take an ambulance and you have to go to the hospital, your MedPay of $5,000 is going to get exhausted in the blink of an eye. And a lot of people don't know, but a lot of insurance companies offer policies up to $100,000 in MedPay. And so, you know, that will cover you if you're in an automobile accident and you have catastrophic injuries. You need surgery from that accident. You can utilize that $100,000. And so, it's so important, if you can afford it, to look into it. And so, again, circling back, when your agent is talking with you about getting a cheaper policy, one of the things you want to see is what's being cut back. Did I used to have a $50,000 MedPay and now they're offering, you know, $10 less a month in premiums, but my MedPay is going down to $5,000? Well, maybe that's something you don't want to do. And we would definitely recommend against that. But again, it goes to your own family situation, and it's about how much risk you're willing to take. And so, you know, we again recommend you get as much as you can afford.
And again, we don't work for insurance companies. We are just trying to give you information that's going to help you down the road if you are involved in a car crash, or if you're a pedestrian and you're injured, or if you're a passenger in another person's vehicle. If you're a passenger in another person's vehicle, generally speaking, the driver's policy is going to be primary, and then any coverage that you have will be secondary in terms of UIM, that's underinsured motorist coverage, or medical payment coverage. So you're going to be entitled to quite a number of different benefits, and it's not always a bad idea to just sit down with an attorney for a free initial consultation, have that attorney sort things out, and give you a legal strategy or game plan in order to pursue your potential claims with your own carrier.
And look, here's why it's so important. I mean, the vast majority of the time when people get injured, you know, it's in a car accident. That's the most dangerous thing we do every day. And so we're talking about insurance coverage for those injuries that people have all the time, unfortunately. We're in our cars all the time. So that's why it's so important here. It's so important also because you only get one shot at this. If you're in a car accident, it's not like you're going to be getting these benefits your whole life. You get one shot to be paid for what you've been through and to pay your medical bills. And the worst situation is to suffer very serious injuries and to also suffer very serious financial consequences because you didn't get the insurance coverage that maybe you actually could have afforded looking back. And so, you know, that's what we're talking about here. We're not selling insurance. We want you to be safe and to make sure you take care of those risks.
And this is the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Please feel free to call us anytime. You can leave a message with our answering service. We're happy to answer any of your legal questions. If we can't answer them, we'll find someone who does. You can call us 303-795-5900. You can contact us by internet, bellpollockinjury.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can request information through our website. That's interactive. And there's a bunch of information on our website. And again, we offer a free initial consultation. Want you to feel free to call anytime. And if you want, you can listen to our radio show on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. on KHOW. And that show's a little bit different format. We actually have live callers calling in, requesting information, and we do our best to answer every question. And like I said, if we can't find the answer to your question, we will find someone that can. We'll refer you to different attorneys. Again, we're personal injury attorneys. That's what we do on a daily basis. We do have some knowledge with regard to other aspects of the law. However, if it's a complicated question, we'll refer you to someone else. But we can answer any and all of your personal injury questions. So I want you to feel free to call us at any time, 303-795-5900. And we'll be right back after this short intermission. And I want to make sure that you listen to next week's show. Gary and Brad presumably will be back. If not, Brad and someone else will be answering all your questions that you may have that you post to us during the week about things insurance companies don't want you to know. And there are quite a few of them. Again, things insurance companies don't want you to know either when you're purchasing a policy or during trial. So please listen to that show. It's got some very, very important information. We'll be right back after this short break.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Think about this, an equal playing field, a fair chance, protection, injury protection. If you've been injured in a car crash, you don't want to be a victim to the insurance company. So ask yourself, when you're injured, who will take care of you legally? The insurance company has its own attorneys, not you. The insurance company has its own doctors down the hallway, not you. The insurance company trains their own adjusters. Are you trained? I mean, are you really trained in how to talk to the adjusters, how to tell when they are off base, how to get the right information, how to navigate your injury claim? The answer is obvious. You need someone on your side. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We've helped many families achieve a level playing field. We've helped injured individuals get their dignity and respect back and get their lives back after a car crash. Sometimes it isn't easy, but with dedication, support, and years of actually caring about the injured person, our bond with our clients is stronger than ever. Put our caring and experience to work for you. Find us at championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. We'll help you.
Hello, my name is Robert Brovich. I'm here today with Nick Trost. Gary and Brad are unable to make the show today. This is the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're personal injury attorneys. I want you to feel free to call us anytime, 303-795-5900. And you can check out our website at bellpollockinjury.com or championsofthepeople.com. It's interactive. You can request information on the actual website. You can pose your own questions to us. We'll get those answered to you as quickly as possible. We're talking about different components of your insurance policy. So far, we've covered underinsured motorist coverage, uninsured motorist coverage, and medical payment benefits. Now, we're going to switch gears and talk about a different component, which is called liability coverage. And Nick, could you briefly tell us what liability coverage is?
Yeah, so you probably know what this one is. This is the coverage that's required under Colorado law. This is what, when you hear people say, you have to have insurance on your car, or you need to bring your insurance when you get your car registered. That's what we're talking about. And liability coverage doesn't cover you. It covers other people if you cause an accident. If you're at fault, your insurance company has to pay that person on your behalf, okay? And so in Colorado, the minimum amount that you can have is $25,000. And again, we talked about that earlier. It's important to know that when you're deciding whether or not you're going to get UIM coverage. And that your $25,000, again, covers other people. And you can increase that coverage by paying more per month. And the reason it's important to get as much liability insurance coverage as you can afford is, you know, in the unfortunate circumstance that you cause an accident, and if someone is very seriously injured, your insurance company only has to pay the top amount of your coverage. So they only have to pay the limits. And if those limits are exhausted, then any person that is injured can sue you for the remainder, or sue you rather against your own personal property and get a judgment in excess of your insurance coverage, which you then have to pay.
So let me get this straight. For whatever reason, cause a car crash. Someone is injured. They make a claim against me. My insurance company steps up to the plate and lets them know, look, I only had the minimum coverage of $25,000. The person on the other side whose injuries I caused is going to say, sorry, my medical bills at the emergency room are more than $25,000. Well, then what takes place in that situation generally is my insurance company is going to tender the $25,000 to the person whose injuries I caused. And guess what? After they tender that $25,000, they can step out of the picture entirely. And who's going to be on the hook for the rest of the injuries? You are, personally. And once they get a judgment against you, they're going to be able to serve that judgment on any bank account that you have. They can garnish your wages. They can put liens on your property. And that's why it's so important here that to increase your liability coverage as much as possible, just to relieve you of any headaches down the road, which could potentially happen if in the unfortunate event we're at fault and causing a crash. Now, if I'm at fault and causing a crash, are my insurance rates generally going to increase?
Well, they could. And that's something you would need to obviously talk with your agent about. Check out your insurance policy. Again, you got to get a copy of your insurance policy. See what it says. Go over it with your agent. If you have any questions, you can call our law firm. We can schedule a meeting and talk with you about what your insurance policy says. And it's so important because people get their policies, they pay their premiums, and they don't know what's in the policy. They don't know that they only have $25,000 in bodily injury coverage. They think they have a great rate. They're driving around on I-25 every day. And look, again, we're not telling you how much insurance to get, but you need to take a look at your own life. How much are you on the freeways? If you're only driving around town once a month, then maybe you don't need all these coverages we're talking about. But if you're like me and you're on I-25 every day, you got to get the coverage that protects you, protects your family, and potentially protects other people from your actions.
Nick Trost and Robert Borovich, we're signing off here on this particular radio show. Again, this is the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We can contact us anytime at 303-795-5900 or championsofthepeople.com. BellPollockInjury.com is our website. We're personal injury attorneys. We can answer any of your questions regarding personal injuries, work comp, slip and falls, car crashes, truck semi crashes. Feel free to call us again anytime and listen to our radio show that's interactive on KHOW at 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Thank you very much and have a great, safe week. And listen to us next week where we're going to inform you of things the insurance companies don't want you to know, as either driving around or in court. And we look forward to you listening to our show next week. Thank you.